on persevering grace. There has been a deplorable lack of scriptural balance in the presentation of this subject. Calvinists have thrown their emphasis almost entirely upon God's preservation of his people, whereas Arminians have insisted only upon the necessity for their persevering. Since the great majority of our readers have been influenced far more by the former than the latter, let us point out first that God's Word teaches both. While it must be insisted upon that it is the power of God and that alone which preserves the saints from apostasy, total and final, and not in any degree their own grace, wisdom, strength, or faithfulness, yet we must not fail to press the fact that Christians are responsible to keep themselves, that is, to avoid and resist temptations, abstain from everything injurious, and make a diligent use of all those means which God has appointed for their well-being. The Christian is exhorted to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. We are bidden, keep yourselves from idols. 1 John 5:21. Yea, to abstain from all appearance of evil, and keep yourselves in the love of God. Jude 21. It is criminal for preachers to ignore such passages as these. God's Word not only enjoins the saints to preserve themselves, but the Holy Spirit has not hesitated to affirm they actually do so. He moved David to aver, "By the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer." Psalm 17:11. "I have kept myself from mine iniquity." Psalm 18:4. "I have refrained my feet from every evil way." Psalm 119:101. Those were not the boastings of self-righteousness, but rather testimonies to the sufficiency of God's enabling grace. The Apostle Paul, jealous as he ever was of the glory of God, after exhorting the saints, "So run that ye may obtain the incorruptible crown," and pointing out that the mastery over physical lusts call for being temperate in all things, affirmed, "I therefore run not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:26 and 27. There is a deadly and damnable heresy being widely propagated today to the effect that if a sinner truly accepts Christ as his personal Savior, no matter how he lives afterwards, he cannot perish. That is a satanic lie, for it is at direct variance with the teaching of the Word of Truth. Something more than believing in Christ is necessary to ensure the soul's reaching heaven. "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." John 8:31. "My sheep," said Christ, "hear, heed, obey my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they," those who plainly evidence themselves to be of his sheep by yielding to his authority and following the example which he has left them and none others, "shall never perish." John 10:27-28. It is not honest to generalize the promise of verse 28. It must be restricted to the characters described in verse 27. "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel," Colossians 1:23 was how the apostle guarded and qualified his statement in verse 22. Different far from the soothing opiates now being ministered by the false prophets was the holy balance of truth preserved by that prince of theologians among the Puritans, John Owen. Yea, far more candid and faithful was he than those hyper-Calvinists who professed to admire his teachings, said he when exposing these sophistries of one who opposed the certainty of God's preservation of his people unto eternal glory on the ground that it encouraged loose living. Doth this doctrine promise with height of assurance that under what vile practices soever men do live, they shall have exemption from eternal punishment? Doth it teach men that it is vain to use the means of mortification, because they shall certainly attain the end, whether they use the means or no? Doth it speak peace to the flesh, in assurance of blessed immortality, though it disport itself in all folly in the meantime? The perseverance of the saints is not held out in the Scriptures on any such ridiculous terms, carry themselves well, or wickedly miscarry themselves, but is asserted upon the account of God's effectual grace, preserving them in the use of the means and from all such miscarriages. December 1947.